This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. If a hospital is doing well financially, what's that say about its patients? Researchers at UT Southwestern Medical Center sought to answer that question. Maybe you've heard commercials for hospitals that sound more like ads for luxury hotels.
Luxury service. Carefully prepared cuisine.
A exterior water feature. You'll see the hand-cut stone.
But you don't have to take a chance on choosing where to deliver your baby.
Healthcare can be a profitable business. And in the fight to attract patients, lots of hospitals are investing in amenities. Assuming you'll get better treatment just because a hospital has a nice lobby probably isn't a good idea.
So we found that there was actually not much difference in terms of outcomes between hospitals that had strong financial performance versus those that had not as strong financial performance, which was a little bit surprising to us.
Oan Nguyen is an assistant professor in the Department of Internal Medicine at UT Southwestern. She co-authored a study that assessed the relationship between the financial performance of more than 250 hospitals against their 30-day mortality and readmission rates. That means they compared how much money a hospital was making and how often its patients were dying or being readmitted for three things: heart attacks, congestive heart failure, and pneumonia. The hypothesis? Well, that more profitable hospitals would deliver better health care. The conclusion?
Well, I would say if you have heart failure or if you're having a heart attack or pneumonia and it's an emergency, just get to the nearest hospital. It probably doesn't make a huge difference in terms of how much the hospital makes, and the external manifestation might be how pretty the hospital looks on the outside.
That doesn't mean all hospitals are the same. Nguyen says if it's not an emergency, doing some comparative research is smart.
I think in cases where you have a little bit more time or where it's an elective procedure, it might be worthwhile to go at least to look at hospitalcompare.gov and to see how the hospital does on outcomes that matter to you as a patient.
She's talking about Hospitals Compare. It's a feature on Medicare.gov's website. There you can see everything from the rate of complications to how often medical imaging is being used and whether a particular hospital has higher than average readmission rates. UT Southwestern's Dr. Ethan Holm, who also worked on the study, says if you're deciding where to go for a high-risk procedure, it makes sense to look at the volume of procedures a hospital handles. Turns out the more doctors perform a procedure, the better they get.
Because we know that there's sort of a practice makes perfect, you know, kind of relationship in healthcare for a lot of complicated procedures.
For now, Holm's advice is simple.
Is for people to worry less about who has the nicest billboards or the nicest lobbies or the best valet parking, but who gets the best results for patients?
In the future, it's possible a hospital's bottom line could more accurately reflect how well it cares for patients, Holm says. As the fines for readmissions increase, the hospitals with the highest profit might become the hospitals making patients healthier. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.